to C.J. Anderson. Anderson to the goal line, and Anderson has a Denver touchdown. C.J. Anderson, who made a nice cut from left guard to right guard, powered into the end zone, and the Broncos, for the first time tonight, have the lead 20-17 over the Panthers.
Snap placement, kick on the way, and it is wide left! And the magic ain't done here at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. And Denver is one snap away from starting this 2016 regular season in grand fashion.
People just get away with more stuff. I mean, it's a part of the game. You know, we've talked about it at nausea, but it doesn't matter. They ain't going to change it. So just got to line up and got to play.
It's not my job to, you know, question the officials. I really like this, you know, officiating crew. So it wasn't something that I know they did intentionally, but it's not fun getting hit in the head. You know, we just got to find ways. We didn't lose the game off that. I know that for a fact.
Oh, it's finally here, and it was worth the wait. And there's so much more coming this weekend. Let's do it. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model. No Jong Lee today. If you want to get in, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real. Today it's at Producer T. Scott, No Degenerates 975.
T-Skies.
Yeah. I told him he needed to come up with something that kind of said what he did. I'd like to have a 975 in there or something, but, I mean, that's... Yeah, functional, right?
We run through dudes around here so fast. He needs to
he'll be working
to brand himself without the station.
Yeah, he'll be working at 6:10 a week anyway.
Exactly.
So if you want to get in, 713-780 ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You could text us to that.
That's the show before us is bit anyway, trying to tell our producer to change their Twitter handle. Technically it was ours first because we did it with Jong.
Right.
But they've taken that over.
That's okay. Let them have it. We got our own stuff. We got football to talk about.
Yes.
I honestly wasn't able to walk. I was so excited last night.
No, it was good, man.
Really good. Hell of a first game. I enjoyed the heck out of it. I thought that was competitive as hell. A lot more offense than I was expecting. I expected it to be kind of a slugfest, which it was, but they were able to move the football a lot. Some key turnovers and an idiot kicker missing a game-winning field goal. My kind of game.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yep.
Kind of was kicking myself over not playing the Broncos there, but...
Oh, I got some of that for you. Don't worry.
Good.
Don't worry. Yeah, I did the Broncos plus three, which was even money.
Yeah, when it went to even money, I probably should have hit it.
And then I pushed the under. I had 41.
Oof.
So, you know.
You love that missed field goal.
I loved it. Yeah, I needed that missed field goal. And then I had a teaser for both those things. So I was...
you'd have been good on
the
teaser.
I was 2-0-1. Okay. So it all worked out. Good start to the season.
Yeah, you got to like that. Yeah, I thought the only thing that kind of struck me is that last year, and you have to be a little bit lucky to go through a full season and win a Super Bowl. The Broncos were kind of luck boxes a few times last year. They kind of were again last night.
Maybe.
And that's all right. That's kind of what the NFL is. You hang around and try to make a play at the end of the game and win. And, you know, sometimes making that play means calling a timeout and have the guy miss a field goal. And that's what it came down to. I left very impressed with the Panthers, though. I think that's a better football team than I give them credit for. I still will say they'll only win 10 or 11 games this year. They're not going 15-1.
Only 10 or 11, yeah.
They're not going 15-1 from
here.
I'm
with you.
But I think they're a pretty damn good football team. And Kelvin Benjamin looked good. It's good to see him back on the field. And, yeah, that was pretty much it. I will kind of stand by my thoughts on the Broncos. I think they're going to be good but not great this year.
Okay.
But that's it's one
I like the Broncos, man. I think defensively they're really good still. I think we're seeing Simeon, we're seeing kind of what his role is going to be, is going to be sort of a game manager. They're not going to ask.
That's what Kubiak always wants.
They're not going to ask him to take big chances, and they're going to lean on C.J. Anderson. And if C.J. Anderson stays healthy, I think that team could be really good.
Yeah, I just don't think he'll stay healthy.
Well, that's fair.
When is he ever?
And then the rookie that they drafted who comes in, I think it was the second series, the very first touch of his NFL career.
Yeah.
Puts it on the ground. Not ideal.
He got knocked the heck out, too. I mean, he got plastered. So that was a welcome to the NFL kind of moment. But, man, that was fun to watch. And now we got a bunch of good games this weekend. At 5 o'clock, we'll go through all of them, as we do on NFL Fridays. And 5:30, RJ will be here. And it's been so much fun to be able to talk to RJ about all kinds of stuff. Well, just NFL now. That's pretty much it for the next couple of months. DS, can we agree that Chris Collinsworth is top five worst commentators? I think he's all five of them. But
I think he's bad, but I got to say, I feel like he's a little bit better. He doesn't seem as arrogant to me. Like, it's almost like...
Boy,
he used to be... I mean...
I didn't get that at all.
Relative to the old Chris Collinsworth. I'm not saying relative to, like, your average announcer, but I felt like there was less smarmy in him last night.
But all of it was the same obvious crap he always says, which drives me nuts. I turned it down 5 minutes in. He made it 5 minutes last night.
Well, that's good. And it's a good start. Hmm. Good start to the season.
Yeah, it was. 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, somebody's saying Peyton will take Chris's job. I'm pretty sure there's a reason they dropped him into the booth for a few minutes.
I wouldn't be shocked by that eventually, if Peyton wants to.
Well, if I'm him, I just take some time off and pick and choose. He may want to do what Elway's doing and build a football team. He may want to get into, you know, ownership somewhere. I mean, he's got a lot of options and a lot of choices. So I think if I'm him, I just kind of sit back and wait and see who makes me the best offer. I think he'd be pretty good at that, though.
I think so, too.
Yeah, he's a smart dude. And I would love – I think he's got a little more personality. And there's a reason he gets every commercial.
Yeah.
But I think he's got a little more personality than a guy like Troy Aikman.
Well, he's a likable guy.
He kind of is. It's hard to hate Peyton.
I mean, he's like
I know there's some Texans fans who do because he bent him over for every single year. But even when he was doing that, I was like, God, it's so hard to hate that guy.
He just comes across as like a happy-go-lucky, just a – he. And I'm sure this is just how he comes across, and I couldn't tell you – you know, it's not like I hang out with him and I know for a fact, but he just seems like a regular dude who happened to be really good at football.
Yeah. Who worked his ass off at it too? That kind of gets lost.
You don't imagine. It's hard to imagine sitting down and like hanging out with Tom Brady and his crew.
Yeah, that would be no fun.
But like Peyton's a guy you could see. Oh, like, and again, this is likely to never happen. But you go into your local TGI Fridays and there's Peyton. He just seems like that kind of a guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, it's like that commercial where it's like, oh, he comes here every day.
Yeah.
That was that. I could see him being that guy. But 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, we'll take some phone calls next segment. 469 says, one of the guys right before the blitz said he thinks Jameis Winston is an MVP caliber quarterback.
Well, that's Travis Johnson, probably.
Yeah. I'm guessing it was Travis who...
He's a Florida State guy.
He's a Florida State guy. He has Florida State underwear. He's about as into the Seminoles as any human being I've ever seen. And there's nothing wrong with that. So that's why I always try to disclaimer whenever I talk about UH. I always put a little disclaimer on there. It's like, listen, I'm a UH honk, but he probably should do that. Okay, I'm a Seminole honk, but
right.
I think Jameis Winston's the greatest player that's ever played the game and will be better than Peyton Manning. So, Would you drink with Peyton since he's going to drink Budweiser? Well, we don't have to have the same drink. You don't have to have the same drink as the person you're with. Well, that's... When do you ever go out and all order the exact same thing?
Never.
That's crazy. Crazy talk, I say. Well, we got a little college football tonight. Nothing really interesting. Actually, college football in general this weekend is not very interesting.
It's pretty horrendous, actually.
It's... I think Arkansas TCU intrigues me.
I guess.
And that's about
more than the rest, probably. Yeah,
it's probably about as far as I'm going to go. And that's okay because we'll have NFL on Sunday, so we won't really need to worry about too much in college football. Although, usually, you have a weekend like this, somebody you completely do not expect to lose winds up losing.
I could see like Penn State Pittsburgh is maybe a decent game.
Yeah, but those teams are so horrible to watch.
Yeah, but listen, what do you?
But it'll be a good game. Yeah,
when you wake up at 9 o'clock and you got something's going to be.
You see the directional school that Florida State's playing. Apparently, half their team is going to be suspended.
Their entire offensive line. And I don't really get that, man. From the story as it was told to me is these kids, like you get a book allowance.
Yeah,
and they got that book allowance, and basically, if you buy up all your books, you can use it to buy other supplies for school at the bookstore. But somehow they got in trouble for that, and I don't know what the rules are on that. I mean, clearly there's been some kind of a violation; otherwise, they wouldn't be sitting 30 something guys against Florida State. That's the worst when you're that school and you're like, all right.
Well, not only do you not have the kids, but you got to think for them, the highlight of their schedule is going out and getting their ass kicked by Florida State.
Yeah, Florida State. And like they'll be able to tell their kids, oh, yeah, I played a game at Florida State. Now half the team won't be able to say that.
Well, they shouldn't have got pencils. Apparently they were getting pencils with it instead of books. That's strange world we live in.
We got to get to paying some of these athletes, man. Just the football players. Football players and basketball players only. Everybody else, I'm sorry, your sport just doesn't matter enough, but get these guys some dough. They make too much money for the school to get suspended for buying pencils.
And they're probably getting, the school's probably getting $1 million to send that, what they have left there to get crushed by Florida.
Not only buying pencils, but buying pencils with like allotted money for books. I just don't understand. That's a bummer of a story to me.
Kind of is. And I feel bad for every one of those kids, and I feel bad for the coach because, for one thing, and you know who else I feel bad for? Florida State. I know that they're supposed to crush these guys, but they're not even going to get a challenge. You're going to have your starters out there for two series. It's not even going to be a real game. And that's part of the problem with playing these schools, but at least they'll come out sometimes and put up a fight until they get tired, and then you blow them out.
Yeah.
In this case, I don't even see that happening. All right, we will take some calls next segment, 713-780-3776.
All right, guys, going to tell you about DraftKings. Got started last night. A little C.J. Anderson action. Not bad. Not bad. Greg Olson, not great. But that's okay because it's daily fantasy. Means I can start over again on Sunday. I can play again. No worries. That's in the past. You've done all the legwork. You've gotten ready for your season-long teams. Put that stuff, that knowledge, put it to the test. Play for your shot at the $1 million top prize at DraftKings.com. That's just part of the $5 million in total prizes they're doling out in week one alone. DraftKings.com is the destination for one-week fantasy. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. You play whenever you want with the players you want. If somebody screwed you over last week, but you can't in your season-long league, you can't drop him because you drafted him high. You got to deal with it. Well, that's not the case with DraftKings. Throw him on the trash, find somebody new the next week. No problem. Find someone better than him. Pick your contest, draft your players, follow your team live. You play with who you want, when you want. You can play against friends and family in a private league, or you can join an existing league and take on players from around the country. Hurry to DraftKings.com now. Choose your players, and you could seriously cash in week one. Use the code Houston. You'll play for free with your first deposit. That's promo code Houston to play for free for your share of the $5 million in total prizes in this week one contest. It's only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See the website for details. That website, DraftKings.com.
is the Blitz. The Blitz
on ESPN 97.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And we got some people who want to weigh in. Let's try John. What's up?
You there?
Yo, John Sports, brother.
Sports, my man. How we doing?
We're rocking and rolling. Rock and roll!
I want to chime in. So you guys were talking about how they bought books with their allowance or whatever. So I went up to Oklahoma State, and we were allotted like $1,100 or so a semester. And I'd say about 400 or 500 of that went to textbooks, sometimes more. But there is a lot of stuff in those unions and different bookstores, such as iPads, laptops, Xboxes, GoPros, and different things that a lot of people do buy and don't buy textbooks instead. So I don't know if they clarified exactly what they bought or if they did find out it was pencils and supplies, but I would assume that it was like a lot of nice things such as Xboxes and such.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they like I said, from what I heard, they were buying pencils and binders.
Right.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they were buying Xboxes. I don't know.
There might have been some of that, and maybe they can't sort out who did what yet.
Well, here's the other thing. Let's talk about this. If you're going to give football players credit to a school bookstore, why is that school bookstore selling Xbox Ones?
Yeah, I don't think they are. I don't think that's what it was in this case, but I could be wrong. I've never been in the bookstore there, so can't really tell you. Let's try Chuck. What's going on, Chuck?
Sports, guys. Sports.
Sports to you, good sir.
Got a couple of questions for you. Sitting around a poker table last night talking about betting strategies for football, and there seems to be a big divide between some of the guys who think that teaser bets are a sucker bet for bettors. I happen to think I like them, but am I wrong to think that the teaser is a sucker bet?
I don't think it's a sucker bet.
I think parlays are a sucker bet.
Yeah, listen, and I use teasers early in the season mostly to when I'm still trying to get a feel for teams. And, you know, just an extra 6 points either way, particularly in the NFL, because
right.
those lines are so close. I mean, you saw last night the total hit on the number.
Right.
You know, and the Vegas isn't making stupid lines with the NFL. Sometimes you get them with college, and you don't need a teaser to capitalize on those if you're actually good. What I don't recommend is I see people who will do like 8-team teasers. I don't think that's smart.
No.
I think, and honestly, I like to tease. When I do a tease, I like to do it within one game, like I did last night.
Right.
I like to tease the total with the side that I like. You know, I think if you start getting into like 4 or 5 teams, then it becomes a bit where your odds of hitting it are less than the value you're getting in return.
Yeah, I almost never do more than 3.
Yeah, but I don't listen, it's not my favorite thing to do, and once I get a good feel for what these teams are, I'll probably throw that out the window. I just won't use it. I also don't use it. There's some people who tease basketball games. I think that's stupid.
Yeah.
But it's personal preference, you know. What sucks is you do a teaser and you're betting 2 things to happen, but you only get the same comeback of winning 1 regular bet, you know? So normally I'm about that 1 strong bet, and that's what I like to make. But early on in the season, I'll take a few points here and there.
Yeah. It makes sense to me. I'm kind of the same way. First couple weeks of NFL, I will do a couple of 2 and 3 team teasers. But that's it. And once I get a feel for stuff, I'd rather just hit 1 bet at a time and go that way. And grind. It's a grinding way to do it. But it's also a way that's going to make you money in the long run. But Justin.
CL Sports, fellas.
Hey, Sports, Justin.
Hey, man, I just want to talk about USC real quick. You know, I've been calling about Overeem for, like, you know, 5-6 years ago, and I didn't believe y'all used to talk about the transformation timeline. I thought it was all natural. You know, we found out that wasn't true. But, you know, I still remain the fan, man, and I'm finally thinking, you know, this Saturday is going to be finally his time to finally become USC champion. I just wanted to think what y'all think.
Yeah, that's a tough call for me. I'm not sold on – I think Miocic is good. I don't know if he's the kind of guy who's going to hold the belt for a long time. And as we've seen with really with that heavyweight division, it's very difficult to hold that belt for a long time. Most guys don't even defend it once. I'm not an Overeem guy. I think Overeem's one of those guys who has a ton of physical tools and – not very much heart, and when things start to turn against him, he balls up and quits. And Miocic is a guy who's not going to get tired. I'm not going to say that Overeem can't win because he hits hard, but I feel like Miocic's speed and conditioning is going to be better than Overeem's, and I think he'll win it, but it wouldn't shock me at all to see Overeem win that thing.
Thoughts on the other fights? Other than we know you hope
CM Punk loses. I like Verdum over Travis Brown. I still think Verdum is I mean, despite the fact that he lost the title, if I had to pick one heavyweight any given night, he's the guy I would take. I just think he's so complete. I think CM Punk gets his brains beat in. Besides that, I don't know what anybody else would really be interested in. I like Uriah Faber as an underdog. Yeah, he's fighting Jimmy Rivera, and he's like +150 underdog.
Hmm.
That's not a bad bet, think.
That's not a bad price on him at all.
Yeah.
All right, Justice.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing sports. What's up?
Basically, I wanted to know about the kneeling at the Broncos and 49ers game, and basically why they made such a big deal about it when – like, really, it doesn't really matter, right? Because, for one, he's trying to make a statement, and if people are going to make a big deal about it, like, on the media and try to make him look bad, that's the point that I don't get. What are your opinions?
Well, at this point, I feel like they're talking about it to talk about it.
Exactly.
And they were waiting, and I'm sure the broadcast was waiting to see if somebody took a knee, and Brandon Marshall is the one who did it, who, by the way, was a teammate of Colin Kaepernick's in college. I don't know if he took a knee because of Colin Kaepernick's cause, or he took a knee to support his buddy. But either way, I'm over it. I don't care. To me, the kneeling thing is the perfect compromise.
Yeah.
Because I was frustrated when I understand why Kaepernick wanted to do what he did the first time. I just think sitting down on your ass during that national anthem is disrespectful. I think him taking a knee was a nice compromise. It's a way that he's showing, I'm not going to stand up and you know, for a country that's not standing up for me. I get that. It's better than sitting on your ass. That, to me, that's just, it's uncalled for. So if guys want to take a knee, hell, take a knee. I'm not going to complain about it. I'm over that story, honestly.
Yeah, and it frustrated me this morning when I'm going through doing my show prep, and I go to a bunch of different sites, and every single one of them,
they all want to talk about it.
They're making a big deal out of it, and I'm sure they're getting hits on it, but I'm over it. I don't care if Megan Rapinoe did it or the team did the anthem early. It just doesn't matter to me. It really doesn't. And, you know, it'll be a story as long as people keep making it a story, but it's not going to be a story on this show. But I did want to address it today, and we just did.
Now it's done.
There we go. We don't have to ever mention it again.
Yep.
So, want to squeeze in one more real quick?
Why not? Let's do it.
Larry, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Two questions. If Rice fires Bailey this year, who would be a good head coach for Rice? And the second question is, what do you think about the Texas Tech Arizona State game? Who do you think is going to win that one?
As far as if Bailiff were to get fired, I don't know who would be a good coach for Rice. I don't know. Listen, that's not one of those jobs that people are lining up to take.
Man, it's been one game. That guy has done about as good a job as you can do at Rice.
Yeah, so, I don't think they're going to be in any rush to get rid of him.
Nor should they.
That's a program that's a school that's very difficult to win at.
Yeah.
And he's won more there than I think anyone could have expected.
He's gotten Rice to bowl games. That's, yeah. He's, yeah. That that's frankly, that's all you can expect.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of those where
no one takes the Rice job thinking that they're eventually going to contend for a national championship.
No, no. And most like people the take the Rice job thinking if they do a good job there, then a real school will hire me.
Right. I don't think Rice is in any hurry to get rid of that guy. And if they do, then it'll either be someone from within or it'll be an assistant from a smaller school. Like not, it won't be like the Florida State offensive coordinator. It'll right. be, you know, the, it would be like a, somebody at Georgia Tech or someplace like a North Carolina State coordinator, something like that, who's right. looking for his first shot at a head coaching job. As far as Arizona State, Texas Tech, that's the other game, you know, if I'm thinking of yeah. games that I'm interested in this weekend, that's one of the other ones that I am. In fact, the two of the late games, that one, which I'm leaning Arizona State. The other game I'm really looking forward to seeing is San Diego State and Cal.
That might be the only chance for San Diego State to lose.
Yeah, you know, I've been saying all season long, I think San Diego State's going to go undefeated, and this is their, to me, their biggest challenge. If they win this game, they're probably running the table, and so I think that's worth watching. So there's some decent games on the late slate. That includes Washington State Boise too. Yeah. I think that might be a fun game. Yeah. There's going to be about 130 points scored in it if you're into that kind of game,
which I am.
Yeah, most people are. So, but yeah, that Arizona State Texas Tech game I think is very close, very interesting. I'll lean Arizona State, but I don't have a great feel about it.
All right. If you want to get into the show, probably your next segment is the chance to do it, because once we get into the 5 o'clock hour,
we're going to be too busy for you. That's the truth. We don't have time for you.
We're not trying to be dickweeds, but if you want to get in, you know, you might want to get lined up now at 713-780-3776.
That's all right. We've got a few calls in already. If we don't take any more,
yeah,
it's
we
okay.
don't, we're fine. But I'm just saying, if it's really pressing for you to get in today, now's your time.
All right. If it's really pressing for you to get a vasectomy, but you've been kind of putting it off because you're nervous, stop being nervous, guys. The no scalpel vasectomy, that's the way to go. No scalpel, no needle. They use a spray to numb your man parts. Procedure lasts 10 minutes. It's exactly what I did when I didn't want any more babies. And let me tell you something. Once you get that vasectomy, it's like going to the gun range and not having to pay for ammo. It's just unlimited fun with no repercussion, no cost to you. It's so great. If you've been thinking about it, the place to go, Man Centers. Dr. Russell Williams has performed over 11,000 vasectomies, and he is the top 1% in the nation of urologists. And it's not just vasectomies. All your male health concerns, all your man stuff, go see him. Don't wait till it's too late. There's a lot of this stuff that if you go get it checked out, they can fix it if it's detected early. If you wait too long, I mean, sometimes it's not help. You know, there's no help for it. So go in there before it's too late. Make sure your man health is up to date. It's Man Centers. They do vasectomies. They do all this stuff. They deal with STD evaluations, fertility evaluations, low testosterone, sexual dysfunction. They even do vasectomy reversals if you want to. Mancenters.com, 9190 Katy Freeway there in Houston. It's Dr. Russell Williams. Give him a call, 832-358-8600. It's Man Centers, mancenters.com.
5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. A32 says, I have one free bet for $50. What would be your no-lose bet in college football that I should take? There's no such thing as a no-lose bet. And trust me, we lose.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah,
man.
And so I can give you opinions. I can tell you when I have a max play, which I don't this weekend. But there's no such thing as a no lose. I know you'll hear guys tell you can move on the game as if it's already been played. But the reality is you can't. It's making an educated guess, and a lot of times that works out great.
If I never lost, I wouldn't work here.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, no offense. No offense to you listeners. I like you guys.
I'd be sitting on a beach in Antigua.
Yeah.
I would, and I would never leave. So that's, yeah. Let's try Ali. What's up, Ali?
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports.
Hey, I had a question. I wanted to get your guys' opinion on the Philadelphia-Cleveland game. Cleveland's plus 3.5. I don't know if that's kind of tricky just because I'm liking Cleveland because I just trust RG3 and mainly Hugh Jackson a lot better than I trust Philly and a rookie head coach. I just wanted to get your guys' opinion on that.
Is there any reason why you trust RG3?
I just think he's better than Chase Daniels.
Oh. Chase Daniels isn't starting. Carson Wentz is.
Yeah.
I
have a hard time saying that RG3 is better than any starting quarterback in the league because it's been a while since you showed it. Like going four or 5 years. I mean, that's one of those games that if I had to make a play, which I don't, thank God, I'd probably be on the Eagles. But I think the Browns are horrific. I really think the Browns are going to struggle to win 2 or 3 games. So just my opinion is I'm out on Cleveland.
Dan says max bet, no lose, FSU money line, 1,000% right.
Got you on that. Yeah.
$1,000 to win 84 cents. Would probably be what your return
it's
is there.
Pretty solid.
it's a safe 84 cents.
True.
Well, and we're going to go through all the spreads. The one thing I would say about that particular game, I have no interest in betting it.
Florida State?
No.
Cleveland.
Yeah. Mont says, be careful downtown. News was saying they're playing the knockout game there. Youngsters randomly hitting folks in the face.
That's why I stay strapped.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but they better knock me out because if they don't, there will be return fire, and it won't be coming from my fists. So if you're one of the kids playing that game, just know you're really dumb if you're doing that in Houston.
Somebody got busted for that last night. I saw some kid hit a chick at Discovery Green, just hauled off and smacked her.
They caught him, though.
Oh, yeah, so that's what happened.
He did it in rush hour.
Oh, what an idiot.
And they were like, I guess there was a couple cops sitting right there, and they chased him around for a while and caught him. He wasn't even, like, here's the other thing. He was wearing, like, slide-on shoes.
What?
Okay. If you're going to hit somebody and, like, you know, be that guy, you might want to have some better getaway shoes, bro.
I saw that. He was barefoot whenever they were arresting
him. Yeah, because his shoes fell off. I mean, this guy, you're a lady part if you go around hitting women. Really, if you go around hitting strangers for no good reason,
you're
a piece of trash. But then if you do it in the middle of the day in front of like everybody, you're asking to get caught. That's just dumb. I don't understand the point of that game. If you want to knock somebody out, go to a gym and knock somebody out.
You know what I'd love to see is one of them pull that with one of the guys down by Main Street Gym and just go ahead and punch the wrong person.
That'd be great.
Who will block it, take him down, and choke him out. That's not cool because my wife walks that way to work. Some dude did that to her. I'd be firing, too.
Go do that over there by Savarese's gym.
Here's a tip. There's a place called Main Street Gym. It's right there. Yeah,
Houston Muay Thai.
And
get one of those guys.
Yeah, just wait for him to come out and just go. And you know what? Pick one of the little ones because they probably can't hurt you, right?
Right.
Yeah. There's some badasses over there.
There are guys that I tried to hit in the face there on Monday, and I couldn't hit them in the face. So I want some scrub to go down there and take a swing at one of those
guys. I think
guys.
It's a good idea. If you want to play that game, that's the perfect place to do it. No one will expect it either.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what? They've been in there working out.
They're going to be tired.
Yeah.
This is your chance, man. This is your chance to look like a real badass in front of your friends.
It
won't end well.
I hope if they do it, they knock me out because I will have no compunction about putting a bullet in them. I'm not going to lie. If somebody attacks me like that, I will shoot.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. How about Zach?
Guys, long story short, whenever I was a kid, we had the Oilers. And so when they left, I just picked a team as a kid, and I wanted the Bengals, and I stuck with them. The bad and through the good, and I just want to let you. I want to see what y'all thought about Dalton and how he's going to do without Jones this year. Thanks.
Without Jones, he said.
I couldn't hear the end of that.
Yeah, no. I think without Jones.
Yeah, listen, I think the Bengals will be pretty decent. I don't know. I think they're a borderline playoff team. They could be in again. I don't think. There's some people saying, oh, they're a dark horse to get to the title game. I just don't see that. And not with that coaching staff. Not and Andy Dalton is good. I don't think Andy Dalton's ever going to be great.
Well, he looked like he was on that path last year, and then he got hurt. And that I think that was going to be their year to do something. I think, you know, he's got a new offensive coordinator again. I don't know. I don't know whether he can keep up what he did last year. I think that might have been the ceiling. And I think Andy Dalton kind of, when he came into the league, he was about what he is now. He was a pretty solid quarterback, and I think he'll always be a solid quarterback. But I had the Bengals out of the playoffs this year.
I think I did too.
Okay, you probably know this. You probably couldn't tell from our traffic report because I only heard her mention one road out there. But, okay, traffic sucks, and it's raining all over the city again. So be careful out there.
What? It's raining in Houston?
Yes.
I saw some weather forecast, like the 10-day forecast. It's going to rain every day for like the next 10 days.
What the hell?
I'm done with this rain.
I am too.
Why can't we spread our rain out like normal cities? You know,
can't we send it to people who need it?
Yeah. There's droughts in California. Yeah. We don't have any droughts around here. We're all right.
So let's go ahead and have it rain there. All right, guys. Well, we're talking a little bit about betting. I'll tell you where I bet. Mybookie.lv. As a matter of fact, made a couple plays today. Actually played a little horse racing on there today, too, and hit that. It's great for all of it. You want football action, though, this is a place to go. And the cool thing is you can cash out right away. This isn't one of those places where you have to wait weeks to get paid. I hate that. That's why I don't use one of the sites I used to use anymore because it takes forever. That doesn't happen with MyBookie. That's why thousands of online players are making the switch. It's an industry-leading website, real Vegas odds, incredible player props, live in-game action with odds updated in real time, and fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. And I've had a lot of people say, hey, man, thanks for turning me on to MyBookie because it's working out great for me. If you join now, you'll get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar up to $1,000. And how about this? Use promo code FRED. You're going to get an extra 10% bonus when you sign up and deposit in the next 30 minutes. Visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS. That's 844-900-BETS. Open your account and start winning. Expert or rookie, you got to check out mybookie.lv. Get rid of your bookie. Try MyBookie. Sign up today.
The way to reach the top of the chart. Maybe if I work with him, I can perfect the art.
ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, going to tell you about Man's Best Friend. Man's Best Friend, the professional difference in dog training. And I know this from experience because not only have I had a couple of my puppies trained there, I've got one being trained there as we speak. My 7-month-old Shepherd is there right now. She is a play biter. She's a jumper. We had to get that knocked out. So took her into Man's Best Friend. They gave her an evaluation, a free evaluation, mind you. They customized a program for me and my dog, and I'm picking her up next week. I'm expecting big things. I stopped by to drop some food off for her, and they said that all positive reviews from her trainer. These guys know what they're doing. You know, it's good to teach them young so they know what to expect. My wife was fed up with this dog. You've got to teach these dogs what the rules are. You know, make them a responsible member of the family. They're not going to guess what you want. You have to teach them so they'll know, and that's where Man's Best Friend comes in. Great facilities, air-conditioned facilities. They're open 7 days a week. They do boarding. They do training. They do grooming. You can either board and train like I'm doing, leave her there for a little while, or you can just bring them in for private lessons whenever you got time. Practice makes perfect, guys. That includes dog training. You're going to love it at Man's Best Friend. They do a fantastic job. Our listeners get 20% off training just by mentioning ESPN 97.5. And right now, if you go to ESPN975.com, there's a contest up there. Once a month, they're giving away a gift card, $250 gift card to Man's Best Friend. Simple as that. Get in on that. Phone number 713-932-6709. They're at 2331 Bingle Road in Houston. And you can find them online at mansbestfriend.com. And remember to use ESPN 97.5. Mention that, and they'll get 20% off your services. That's Man's Best Friend, mansbestfriend.com.